NBC News Radio, I'm Brad Siegel. The Democratic National Committee is approving President Biden's plan to put South Carolina first on the 2024 primary calendar. The rulemaking arm of the DNC voted in favor of that proposal Friday. The plan still needs to be approved at a full DNC meeting, which will take place early next year. Biden's plan would make South Carolina the first state to hold a primary, followed by Nevada, New Hampshire, Georgia, and Michigan. Biden told Democrats that under his plan, voters of color would have a voice in choosing the nominee much earlier in the process. A new poll suggests most Americans don't have high hopes for the new Congress. Jim Forbes with the results.
A Pew Research Center survey shows 65% of adults believe President Biden and Republican leaders in Congress will be unsuccessful in getting their agendas enacted over the next 2 years. Just about a third believe they will be successful. Just under 50% of Democrats expect Biden to get his legislative priorities through Congress, while 44% of Republicans said the same about their party. The poll comes as Republicans are set to take control of the House in January. I'm Jim Forbes.
An American woman is dead, four other passengers injured after a rogue wave hit a cruise ship during a storm earlier this week. The Viking Polaris encountered bad weather as it sailed toward Argentina late Tuesday evening. And that's when a massive wave broke several panes of glass. Viking issued a statement saying that a passenger died in the incident. Argentina State News Agency reported the victim was an American. Four other people were treated for non-life-threatening injuries on board. Viking is investigating the incident and has canceled the ship's next cruise. Jurors in Los Angeles have started deliberations in the rape and sexual assault trial of disgraced former movie executive Harvey Weinstein. The jury got the case Friday after prosecutors made a final push for conviction. He's accused of 2 counts of rape and 5 counts of sexual assault. Brad Siegel, NBC News Radio.